Hi, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine. Today we have the great fortune of being joined by Amanda Kessel, who is one of the finalists for the 2013 Patty Kazmaier Memorial Award. Amanda, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, hey, congratulations on being named a finalist. Just want to get your thoughts on what does it mean to you to be selected in the final group among so many outstanding hockey players competing in college hockey this year.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's obviously quite an honor, and like you said, there's amazing players throughout all of college hockey here and out east, and to be in that final group of three, it's just such an honor, but I wouldn't be there without my teammates, and how great our season's going, it obviously helps me a lot.
And this is the first time that all three finalists are coming from the same school. That's a pretty impressive feat. What do you think that says about the University of Minnesota Gophers women's team?
Yeah, it's funny to think about that. It ended up that way. And I think that's awesome for a school and team. And it really just shows the depth that we have throughout our whole team, three different positions in the final three. And then, I think all of us would say that we wouldn't be there without our team and how well our team's doing. So I think that just speaks of how deep our program is and what the future will be like.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Hey, can you talk a little bit about your teammates, about Megan and about Nora, and what is it about them that makes them such outstanding hockey players and, more importantly, outstanding teammates?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad they're on my team, so that's for sure. But Megan, she's just a solid defenseman. She's great in the D zone, but also has offensive ability, and her shot is one of the best shots in college hockey. And so she really is productive, but also is a great defensive defenseman. So she's a two-way player. And then Nora, I mean, she's just rock solid. I don't know where to beat her at, so I don't know how other people do. But, yeah, she has an aggressive style, but she always seems to make more than just the first save. And she's someone that she plays big games and someone that we can always rely on.
Well, that kind of leads into my next question, and I know you've played against Nora in international competition, and so what's it like trying to shoot on her when she's wearing the Team Finland colors?
You know what? I actually haven't gotten a chance to play versus her. She doesn't, for some reason, she doesn't really, she doesn't usually play us in international competition, so hopefully if I make the world's team here and Nora's going there, that we'll get a player.
You guys ever talk about international competition and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, we do, and it's always exciting to play them. And Mira, of course, the other Finn. So it's just different getting to see them, so I'll be excited if I get to play against Nora.
No doubt. You get a chance to face some awesome goaltenders, whether you're playing for the U or you're playing for Team USA. You get to shoot on people like Nora or Jesse Vetter, Brianne McLaughlin, Molly Schaus. How does that make you a better player?
Oh, yeah, just – and all of those goalies, they all have different styles, which is neat, and they're all so good. So being able to face them, and I think if you can score on them pretty consistently, that you should be able to score on anyone, but that's not easy to do. So, but, yeah, I mean, practicing versus them is obviously – it's a huge advantage, and that's like Nora in practice. Just whenever I beat her, I get pumped, and because it doesn't happen too often, so –
No doubt, no doubt. Well, hey, I know you're a native of Wisconsin. Just looking back, I was wondering what was it about the Minnesota program and the Twin Cities and all that led you to decide to go to Minnesota rather than stay in Wisconsin, which has got its own great program?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that factored in, but it came down to Wisconsin and Minnesota. The fact that I loved Minnesota's facilities here in Wisconsin, that was a big thing. So facilities, and then being around the team, I thought they had a great group of girls and the coaches and staff I really liked. And then I had been going to Gopher games because I went to high school in Minnesota, so that's basically like the team that I had been watching over my career. So, and then obviously my brother going to Minnesota helped my decision as well.
Do you like living in the Twin Cities? It's a fantastic city for people who don't really know too much about it.
Oh yeah, I love it, and that's the thing. I've been here for 3 years now in the Twin Cities, and I still haven't seen so much of it, but I see myself living here when I'm older.
No doubt. Well, hey, it's been a pretty scary season for Gopher opponents. I mean, it's been, you guys have been unbelievable. I think 22 weeks at the top of the USA Hockey Magazine, USA Today poll, defending champs, undefeated. Is this the best team you've ever played on?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I think in college, well, last year our team was really good too, but I think both teams are just different, but they're both great teams, and I think just maybe this year just more depth to our team, but I can't, like I said, last year's team was great as well, and I think maybe the competition is not as strong this year, but I'm not really sure, like, why we went undefeated. We obviously have a great team, but it's very hard to accomplish.
Oh, no question about it. And how about your individual game? I mean, last year you had, I believe it was 80 points, and this year, if possible, you're even better with, I think, 94. Anything change in your game, or are you just trying to do more of the same?
Yeah, I think just getting older and getting to know the league better in college hockey, but also just my consistency. It's something that I wanted to focus on ever since I've been here, and last year I got better at it, and this year it's still improving, and I think that's a huge thing, being able to come to the rink every day for games and be consistent, and that's something that I had struggled with in the past.
Now, if I understand correctly, you also had a bit of an injury in the off season, or you've been dealing with a bit of a hip injury. How have you been feeling, and how has it progressed as this long, grueling season goes on?
Yeah, it was a struggle in the beginning of the year, coming back from that surgery, and something that I wasn't skating very much. I would just kind of skate a few times a week, and I could tell I just didn't quite have that jump, and I was frustrated, and then it would get really sore, and I'm like, why is this happening? It's been 6 months now, and I think that was just all part of the process, and so it continues to get better all the time, and I'd say my hip is close to 100%, and so hopefully within the next few months I won't feel any pain anymore.
That's fantastic. Hey, looking ahead at the playoffs, you know, we can talk about all these, you know, top of the polls, undefeated, all that stuff, but as you look ahead at the playoffs and then the Frozen Four, what's being said or done within the locker room or with the coaching staff to make sure you guys keep your heads on straight? Because, you know, if you don't win that last game of the year, it might kind of be, you know, a little bit, obviously a pretty big disappointment.
Yeah, for sure. So far this year, we've just more focused on ourselves and just trying to better ourselves every day in practice and every game, because we have been winning so much. But so we have to basically base our improvement off of getting better as a team. And so I think if we can continue to do that through the end of the season here, and no matter who we play, you have to win 3 games to win it all. So that's what we got here.
I was wondering if you've heard from Blake and Phil after you were named a finalist, and what they might have said to you being named, you know, to the finalist of as the Kazmaier.
No, I actually haven't talked to them yet, so.
I'm sure they must be pretty proud, though.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. They're always really supportive of me and hockey and always congratulating me.
Once the Frozen Four is over, it doesn't seem like there's really much time for you to rest. You got to move on to Women's Worlds and then set your sights on the U.S. camp in Lake Placid. Will you get any kind of a little bit of a break to whether to mentally or physically recharge the batteries?
Yeah, I think after the World Championships, I'll take a good week or two break, probably 2 weeks after this long of a season, and then we only, like you said, there's only a couple months before Olympic tryouts, so really going to be focusing hard and training hard for the next couple months for that in May and June.
It's going to be a tough team to make.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. There's been so many people in and out of the program, and all of us I've been in and out, and so, yeah, it's going to be very tough.
How do you think your success at the U in this season and last season with the Gophers, how do you think that's going to help you once you hit the ice with the U.S. teams?
I think it'll just give me more confidence, and as I get older, I've been a younger player on the team for a while with the national team, so I think I'm starting to get older, and there's younger kids coming in, and just feeling more comfortable with the team, and getting to know people better, so it just makes it easier to be there.
And then the last question, Amanda, is I just want to know, March 23rd, the Kazmaier Banquet, if you happen to hear your name called, will it be kind of a bittersweet feeling knowing that obviously you've reached the pinnacle and received such a great award, but knowing that your two teammates, will be a little bit disappointed?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be tough and for all of us. But at the same time, I'd rather see one of my teammates go up there than somebody from another team. So I think it'll make it easier on us to be happy for whoever wins. But, yeah, I don't know what I'll do. If I win, I'll probably cry. So I'll try not to do that.
Well, it'll be another proud moment for Gopher hockey. Anyway, Amanda, thanks so much for taking the time to join us, and congratulations on a great season, and good luck as you move forward toward another Frozen Four.
Yeah, thank you so much.